There is a major discussion among poskim whether today it's more against, more for, let's say, an adult convert or someone getting a circumcision later in life in order to take different painkillers, whether it's topical or whether you put them under, as we'll see. So on one hand, you have the Rav Avadji Yosef in the Yabi Omer, you have the Tshuvas Maharsham, that they permitted for an adult, even for an adult. In other words, that he quotes from the tshuva of the Maharach or Zarua, that the fundamental mitzvah mila is being in the state of being a gamalt, not the maisa per se, as the Gemara talks about, that when David HaMelech at first was upset, he couldn't do any mitzvahs. He was in the Beis HaMerchah, it's Beis Niskar al Amila. I wouldn't mean Niskar, he didn't do a Mila, but he realized that being Gemalt, that's the mitzvah. And therefore he says, the fact that he's under in general, you don't need Kavanah because it's not the Maisa mitzvah, it's result on the earth. It's result-oriented as well. Avadji Yosef points out, perhaps even one could argue that gets into whether you say shlichas by mila, but if you do, so the moel is the shliach for the child, so therefore even if he's sleeping, it should work as the marsham equates someone who's under general with someone sleeping. Not everyone likes that equation. So that's the Mosmeko, the Marsham of Avadji Yosef, no problem, even on an elderly adult, you could do general. On the other hand, the most machmer is the Imre Yosher, Rev Meir Arik. He says you can't even do a local, putting on topical, putting on cream to minimize the pain. Why? Because he holds, which is a discussion, that feeling pain during the bris milah is an essential part of the bris milah. He wants to have a raya from the Gemara Baba Kama, Pehe Amin Aleph, that they had different type of painkillers and they didn't use them, implying, according to him, it's an essential part of the bris. But it brings a raya from a medrash that about, I think, by Moshe, by Avram, that he suffered pain, so Hashem gave him a big reward. And whatever, and so we see somehow you're rewarded for the pain. And of course, this only applies to bris mila. It's not like, and it's a separate discussion, you say according to your pain, you get your reward. So one end you have the Marsham and the Avadji Yosef, even general, you have the Imre Yosher, not even topical. It's inherently part of the mitzvah. And as always, we have a more nuanced middle approach of the 3-day Eish, Rabbi Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg. On one hand, he doesn't go with the Imre Yosher about pain being integral, because anyway, in Israel we see that the Zohar says that even though we know that the birth pains atone for chavis sin, according to the Zohar, we still all agree that when a woman's allowed to take different meds in order to lessen the pain, it's an onus. It's not what you don't have to daska put yourself in a level of pain. So the 3DH says, on one hand, we don't accept the Imre Rav Meir Arik's premise that mila, you need the pain. On the other hand, we know we follow, especially on a mitzvah in a Torah like mila, that mitzvah sriches kavana. So what about if you're sleeping, you're under general, how are you going to have kavana? So therefore, um, he's more reluctant. I don't doesn't say it's usher, but maybe if you're in Dogir entering into Klal Yisrael, maybe it's a good idea to be awake. And therefore try a local medicine for the gear. And this is only for a gear who's converting to Judaism. But let's say you need to put a child under for whatever reason. He's not saying you should do it because that's not the normal way. But the bottom line is, so you have Avadji Yosef and the Maharsham don't seem to have a problem, even if you're asleep or you're under or more than asleep. The Imre Yosher is against it, and so we assume that maybe it's best if you're in a adult gear not to be in the general, because then you're entering Klal Yisrael in that area. But he's still a little reluctant, he says, to try to do it with general. But, you know, in the special situations, speak to your local rabbinic authority.